Hey, guys.
Hey, Laurel.
Hey, Laurel.
So the governor's first state of the state was this week.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell me about it. There was a lot in there. The governor talked about education funding, Medicaid expansion, transportation. But, I mean, it's safe to say there was one really big piece of news in that speech, mm-hmm. a promise the governor made. No doubt that was the news.
Absolutely. And then the next day, a lawyer for the legislature said, hey, governor, you can't actually do that
thing. I know. And then the governor's office said, well, I didn't actually mean it that way. I kind of meant it this way.
Yeah. And then the attorney general said, hey, governor, sorry, I can't really do the thing that you said that I should do.
Yeah. But then the attorney general said, hey, legislature, would you let me do that thing that I want to do?
You guys, this is all a little too much for me. You're just making me want to be like, hey.
Hey?
He said, hey.
What's going on?
Well, we'll tell you. This is the WPR Politics Podcast. I'm Sean Johnson.
I'm Laurel White.
And I'm John K. Wilson.
This week, let's talk about what's going on with the state's ACA lawsuit.
Well, that dancing number was, of course, Italian DJ DJ Mico covering Four Non Blondes' hit What's Up from 1994.
Italian DJ DJ?
Okay. Exactly. I mean, do I say...
You wouldn't say Italian DJ Mico. So
no, I gotcha.
You would say, like, American Justin Bieber.
Well, he's Canadian.
No, that's
so
true. You wouldn't say American.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, schooled on the Biebs.
Oh, guys, what's going on?
Well,
after that little aside, let's talk about politics. The thing that was so confusing in our intro that we're talking about, the thing that Governor Tony Evers called for in his State of the State, was for Attorney General Josh Call to remove the state of Wisconsin from a federal lawsuit challenging the Affordable Care Act. Here is exactly what Governor Evers said during the speech.
The people of Wisconsin voted for a change this November and asked us to stop playing politics with their health care. That's why I'm announcing tonight that I have fulfilled the promise I made to the people of Wisconsin by directing Attorney General Call to withdraw from a lawsuit that would gut coverage for the 2.4 million Wisconsinites who have pre-existing conditions.
So you heard a big applause line there.
Democrats lost their mind. Yeah. That's of all the lines in the speech, that was the biggest applause line for Democrats. They kept it going for, I don't know, a minute maybe, at least 30 seconds. We had to clip it there.
Mm-hmm. It was a big deal. And it was kind of the headline that came out of the speech from all the media coverage of the speech. But this didn't last all that long, right, Sean? Like, something kind of happened
the next
day.
Somebody else did another thing.
Yeah. Well, I think we can't even get to the next day, though, really, because immediately after the governor said this, Republican lawmakers said, we think he might be asking the attorney general to do something illegal because of the lame duck law that requires legislative approval to take this kind of action. So that was kind of floating around there. Reporters are asking, what does this mean? Is it illegal? Is it not illegal? What's going on? What's going on? What's up?
I'm
going
to pull a Laurel here and say, let's give a little more background on the lawsuit.
OMG.
That's what you usually do.
Yeah. That's
okay.
Exciting. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
This is a lawsuit that was filed last year by several states, including Wisconsin. In Wisconsin's case, it was authorized by former Republican Governor Scott Walker and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel took the lead. I mean, Wisconsin was one of the lead plaintiffs in doing a lot of the heavy lifting for this case, which was filed in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
All throughout the campaign, Tony Evers and Josh Call said, elect me and I'm going to get us out of this lawsuit, because pre-existing conditions and the ACA was a big issue for Democrats in the last election. And this was one way for them to kind of bring it home, like, get me in there and I'm going to get us out of this lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Then the extraordinary session happens in December, and one of the laws that Republicans passed says, no, you can't do that. A governor can no longer withdraw authorization kind of unilaterally. Now, stuff like this has to go before the legislature's budget committee first, that it's the budget committee that can authorize or withdraw litigation, federal litigation, like the Affordable Care Act lawsuit, the lawsuit that seeks to overturn the Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. There we go.
There you go. That was a good condensed summary.
I've been learning from there. You. Yeah.
And you know what? Gosh darn it. Background is important.
Gosh darn it.
So now that we have that background, Governor Evers fulfills this promise, or says he fulfilled the promise in his State of the State that he asked the Attorney General to bow out of this lawsuit. Republicans question the legality of it because of the lame duck law. So that's all happening on Tuesday during the State of the State and immediately after. What happened on Wednesday then?
Well, the first thing that happened the next day is we had a memo come out. This was drafted by the legislature's nonpartisan attorneys, the Legislative Reference Bureau, at the request of Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. The memo, in a nutshell, says that the governor can't do that, that this is now up to the legislature to withdraw a case like this, which is how we understood the law going into this, right? And I don't think that anybody understood it differently, which is why I think the day before, I know we were kind of talking, this could be the governor sort of saying, let's engage in an act of civil disobedience here, that this is an unjust law and we're gonna move forward and we're gonna break it and let the lawsuits come, or it might be something else.
Turns out
it was something else.
So basically what the governor's office said after this memo came out from the lawyer for the legislature was,
I have them stapled in order, though, today because felt important that the...
We got to have the chronology of this one locked down.
We do. And we're going to have to backtrack a bit on this one, too, because the governor's office said this is from Evers spokeswoman Melissa Baldoff. She says, quote, the governor has not directed the attorney general to take any specific course of action. He has simply withdrawn his authority for this lawsuit. Hang on.
Can we play back that? Just can
real
we play
quick,
back that
what
tape
did Tony Evers say in his State of the State speech?
That I have fulfilled the promise I made to the people of Wisconsin by directing Attorney General Call to withdraw from a lawsuit.
So not to split hairs here, but I believe that statement said the governor didn't direct him to do anything, and the governor just said, I directed.
Yes.
I has the confused.
Is that a lolcats?
Yeah. It's like, can I has cheeseburger? I has the confused.
I has the confused. That's good. Well, so verbs matter, guys. Verbs matter. And the governor's speech said, direct. So, yeah, and that's why everybody wrote about it. The governor said, I'm directing the attorney general. Here is the thing. The governor did, in fact, send a letter. This is the official letter that he sent to the attorney general.
The letter that he was referencing in his State of the State speech. This is the thing that he sent, and then he was talking about doing this in the State of the State.
I didn't see this letter. I mean, we didn't get it. I didn't see this letter until the next day, but this letter is consistent with what his office is saying. In the letter, he says, quote, I am immediately withdrawing the authority previously provided under, he lists a statute, for Wisconsin to participate in litigation over the Affordable Care Act in Texas v. the United States. So if he had just stuck to the letter and quoted the letter in his speech, I'm not sure the rest of the week would have unfolded the way that it did.
Right.
If he had just pulled it out of his blazer pocket, he's like, hold on a second. I wrote in a letter.
I want to get this right.
Well, and the other interesting thing to me is, like, so he says in the letter, I am withdrawing my support under the authority from the previous state law. So he's saying, like, this previous state law gave the governor authority over these lawsuits. Well, I'm withdrawing my support that used to exist. Technically, the authority doesn't even exist anymore, but he's withdrawing it anyway.
I has the confuse.
Yeah. I guess the point is he's not directing anybody to do anything in that letter.
No, I think what he's doing, I mean, I imagine that everything that they're doing here is like teeing up a lawsuit that's going to come is the way I'm sort of approaching this. Maybe that's wrong, but I kind of feel like the governor and the attorney general their advisors must say you have to try to exercise this authority that your office has previously had. Mm-hmm. If there's going to be some kind of a separation of powers case, you got to try to exercise those powers and then be able to tell the court, well, I can't.
Right.
Now, this is that's my speculation, I guess. So, okay.
But just to like sort of put ourselves back in the shoes of ourselves earlier this week, though.
Yes.
The governor said, I have directed the attorney general to get out of this lawsuit.
Yeah.
And so we're wondering.
We looked at that and said, there's the news. Yep. Uh-huh.
And then we were like, okay, what is the attorney general going to do?
Well, the attorney general wrote a letter back to the governor. As we've covered this
so
before,
many
guys.
Letters.
When you work in the Capitol, you gotta communicate with letters. Yeah. I think Laurel and I are gonna start doing it too.
dear Sean.
Dear Laurel, can you get this story by the 3:30 newscast?
Dear Sean, no.
All the best.
This letter took Cordially. 3 business days to get to me. That deadline has passed.
All right. Yeah, I mean, you got to be official when you're the attorney general and you're the governor. So the attorney general says to Governor Evers, notwithstanding your letter, DOJ does not have statutory authority to withdraw the state from the ACA litigation absent approval from the Joint Committee on Finance. So, Josh Call is telling the governor, I'm sorry,
I can't do anything.
Yeah.
I can't do the thing that you didn't actually direct me to do.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, where we're going to end up with all of this is a relatively simple place. You'll be able to understand where Josh Call is in relation to this lawsuit and in relation to the legislature. But when this letter came out, it was a little bit confusing because we didn't get this letter from the attorney general. We got it from the governor's office, and we got the governor's office said the attorney, you know, DOJ said that they are going to ask the legislature's budget committee, the Joint Finance Committee, for permission to do this. But DOJ wouldn't confirm this. And
yeah, all we knew was we had this letter, but we didn't have the confirmation that they had already asked Joint Finance. Have they done it yet? When are they going to do it? What's going on there?
Yeah, I feel like this is going to, you know. In we might listen back to this section and think like, well, those are just, you know, that's just minutia and reporter problems, right?
It was very important to us.
It felt very important, though. Like, DOJ, can you just tell us what you're going to do?
There was a little bit of a who's on first, like, did you get the letter? Which letter? What letter?
Yeah, there was. So I'm reaching out to the offices of the, you know, the co-chairs of the budget committee, like, hey, have you been... Has the attorney general reached out? And they're like, yeah, well, we've seen the letter. And I'm like, are you talking about the letter that Josh Call sent to the governor? Or did he send a separate letter to you guys? And we've seen the letter. Can I see the letter? You know?
Can I see the letter that you speak of?
Okay, eventually.
Of which you speak.
This is what I'm saying. It's reporter problems. Because eventually we saw the letter. There was a new letter.
The JFC letter.
There was a letter from Josh Call, the attorney general, to the Honorable Alberta Darling, the Honorable John Nygren. Those were the co-chairs of the Joint Committee on Finance. And he says, I respectfully request that a vote on this matter be held promptly. So he is now asking permission of the Joint Committee on Finance to get out of this lawsuit.
So stuff happened this week. I mean, like, God, that's the
brilliant
takeaway.
Analysis from WPR's Laurel White.
And we're done. But like, so it's just not the stuff that we thought, because the governor in his State of the State speech said, I have directed the attorney general to withdraw. And so we kind of thought like, all right, so maybe that's the thing that's going to happen. But essentially through this like percolation of other events, the end of the week where we stand is they're going to ask Joint Finance to get out of this lawsuit. And I don't know if that would have happened this week if the governor hadn't said the thing that he said in his State of the State.
I think somebody had to get the ball rolling here, right?
Yeah.
And, okay, so now it is before the Finance Committee, presumably.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where it gets kind of interesting because it's now Call, presumably with Evers, putting a little pressure on Republicans. There's been a lot of talk at the state capitol about pre-existing conditions. There was a bill that Assembly Republicans passed. Oh my gosh, that was this week, Laurel.
Okay. No.
It was.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. A
You're
bill
right.
Assembly Republicans passed
day.
This
yeah.
week that would protect people with pre-existing conditions. And Assembly Republicans even amended it to include something that Governor Evers wanted. They added a provision that would ban lifetime caps mm-hmm. on health insurance and got some Democratic votes in the process. So I think that's kind of a way for Assembly Republicans to put pressure on Evers. This move now by call puts a little pressure on Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee. Hey, where are you on this lawsuit for this federal law that would protect people with pre-existing conditions? Presumably, and I say presumably because we just haven't been through this before, and we don't know exactly, but presumably they're going to have to vote on this, and that'll be on the record and could change sort of the tenor of the debate a little bit.
The past discussions about this lawsuit, as far as Republicans are concerned, is they'll say, Obamacare is failing. It needs to go away, which is what the lawsuit seeks to do. We passed these state protections, or we're looking to pass them before, to protect people with pre-existing conditions because that has strong support. That's state law now. So if the ACA is struck down, or it will be state law if it gets through the Senate and the governor signs it, which is a whole other thing. But I think arguably we're going to see, if I was going to prognosticate, which is a scary thing to do, probably should just stop talking right now.
Stop.
No,
listen to yourself.
Keep going. You know you want to.
I think there's the difference between the federal ACA and the specific protection. And I wouldn't be terribly surprised if Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee, which there are 12 of them to the four Democrats, they would vote to continue in this lawsuit.
Yeah, I mean, I think we would all expect a party line vote on something like this just because we've grown accustomed to party line votes on the Finance Committee and on something like Obamacare, where the parties are so entrenched on their positions, you would kind of expect Republicans to hold their ground, Democrats to hold their ground. But in the interest of this unusual week that we had in public statements, there were some comments by Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald on the assembly floor after the governor's State of the State speech, where the things that he said about this lawsuit that the state is currently involved in, that Evers and Call want to get out of, they weren't exactly crystal clear. I mean, it wasn't exactly a yes or no when he was asked whether the state should be in the lawsuit. So you'll hear, here's a little bit of audio from that night. You'll hear the questions being posed to Senator Fitzgerald and his answers.
Do you want to keep the state in the lawsuit? I mean, do you think it's a good idea for Wisconsin to be part of it?
No, it probably doesn't make any sense as long as this continues to move through the federal court system. I think we're all waiting for the next shoe to drop, and we haven't seen that yet.
So in your opinion, it doesn't matter whether Wisconsin's part of it or not?
Well, no, I'm sure there's many people that would feel that as long as it's part of that process, as long as it's moving through the courts, that certainly any state should be watching exactly where it's at. So
I was a little surprised to hear that from the senator. And Laurel, you got an email from Senator Fitzgerald's office.
Yeah, from his spokesperson, just sort of clarifying, because it is obviously chaotic on the floor after the speech and everybody's running around. And he said, just to clarify, the senator does believe that it's law that the attorney general needs to get approval from Joint Finance to get out of this lawsuit. But the spokesperson didn't say anything about, whether the senator thinks we should be in the lawsuit or not. So.
And when Speaker Voss was asked about this, his office said that they supported the lawsuit. The Assembly Republican Caucus supported the lawsuit when it was initiated, but that they hadn't had a chance to talk about this latest request.
Yeah, they haven't talked about it in their caucus. And, they've mentioned during this process that the attorney general and the governor got in this lawsuit last year before lawmakers had to be consulted about such things. So they've never really had to weigh in on this. So they've never had to take the temperature of everybody in the caucus. And so it's new territory, really.
What about how the public feels about all of this?
So there is a new Marquette poll that came out this week that asked that question about I picked up what you were laying down. And 48% of those surveyed said that we should get out of the lawsuit. And that's compared to 42% that said we should stay in. And obviously, there are some folks that weren't comfortable weighing in there. But so it is the majority that say we should get out.
And that was a slightly Republican sample, too.
A slightly Republican sample. I believe 3% advantage for Republicans in the sample. So that might be something. I think that probably will be something if I was to venture a guess.
You might hear that during debate?
I think Democrats might bring that up during debate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know what's going on now, John?
I guess. I suppose. We can leave it there.
Hey!
All right. Well, Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief.
Laurel White is WPR's Capitol Reporter.
And John K. Wilson is our resident politics nerd. Do not say
''1990s Italian DJs don't have them. Nope. If you're looking for the freshest cuts, you need to head to iTunes and subscribe for new episodes of the WPR Politics Podcast. You can also find the show on Google Play and Stitcher, as well as many other podcast apps, and you can listen to all sorts of gems from our back catalog anytime you like at wpr.org/politics.